You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Lock Haven. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In Lock Haven, we paired with a college journalism class and had students find someone interesting to interview. Today, Lock Haven University student Lauren Kaiser talks with Jennifer Smith. Smith has been the head women's basketball coach at Lock Haven for 10 years.
I understand that you played for Millersville. So did you play for the same coach that is coaching now?
Yeah, Mary Flagg is still the coach there, and I played for her, I guess, quite a few years ago now.
So how is it coaching against your former coach?
It's really cool. The first couple of times, you just want to get that first win. It took me a little while to beat Millersville, but it's fun. It's a unique experience.
Do you feel like you've picked up some of her coaching styles?
Absolutely. I think the one thing that everyone makes fun of the most is she would always take her practice plan and fold it in half and stick it in the front of her shorts.
Yeah.
And it's a habit I picked up without even thinking about it. So there's a lot of things we do. She's an intense coach, wanted to always demand that her kids to play hard. And those are the biggest things that I think that carried over.
Did you always know growing up that you wanted to be a coach?
There were two things that I wanted to be when I was a kid. The first thing was I wanted to be Harlem Globetrotter. So that was about, preschool. And then up into fifth grade, I don't know how or why, but in fifth grade I knew I wanted to be a college basketball coach. And it's pretty young to figure that out, but it never wavered, it never changed. I played a lot of different sports. I was actually a better soccer player than basketball player, but basketball was always my first love. I picked Millersville because I wanted to play for a female coach. I wanted to have a mentor. And they had a coaching minor for their undergraduate program and a sport administration program for their master's. So, yeah, it was always the plan, and it wasn't easy to get into. It was hard to find that first job. I had to kind of go be an intern until, I got to break through. And my journey's been different in the fact that I've never really been an assistant coach.
I also understand that you're a new mother, so congratulations with that. And how has that changed your regular routine, and how have you been able to address that?
It has turned it upside down. The timing for these babies, I guess, wasn't the greatest. But I only missed 5 practices, so I was back pretty quickly. People told me I was crazy, but this is what I do. This team's my family, so they're very important to me.
So you have twins, a boy and a girl, and do you think that it was beneficial to wait until you were in your mid-30s to have children?
I personally do. I was in no rush. I really enjoyed my 20s, we'll say. I got to do a lot of traveling and really get my feet wet in my career. That was really important to me to try to get established first. Finding that right person to start your family with is probably the most important aspect of that. And that didn't really come along until I was really in my early 30s. So I'm glad I waited. I really am. I feel like I've done a lot. I got to experience a lot. I had to grow up a little bit. So it's been a good adjustment, but I think coaching for 12 years has really helped me become a better mother. And I don't think at 25, not coaching, I would be able to be the mother that I am at 36. It's really cool, too, to know that my kids will come up around all these wonderful young women that come in and out of my life. And I think it makes it special.
Lock Haven University student Lauren Kaiser talks with the university's head women's basketball coach, Jennifer Smith. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.